Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. How are you? This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the middle, smack in the middle, well, actually we're past the middle, of devotions. I hope everyone has felt the accomplishment of this fast, the love of this fast, the support of this fast. I hope and pray everyone is really, really getting fed, like they say. You know, I want you to get what you need so that you'll do it again. All right. I've been sharing with everyone, you know, my personal feelings about this fast, in that this has been such a it's been such a gratitude fast for me, period. Is gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I love every minute of this particular fast, and I don't know why this one has been so special. You know, I think God's just giving us a break. You know, God's like, hey, you know, I've seen your work. I see what you do. I see you trying to build and everything like that. Let me give you this. And it feels like such a present. And so this has been 100% my gratitude fast. And I say it all the time. This is my gratitude fast. And then I share how grateful I am to be participating in this gratitude fast. And what I mean by that is to be of right mind in a healthy body is a gift. You know, I'm far enough up there in age where, you know, right mind and right body is not guaranteed. You know, it's never guaranteed, but I'm up there in age where I can see my colleagues struggling with this, that, or the other. So for me to be able to wake up early each morning, to really be able to share, get my prayers in prior to, I got to pray for myself first. And so, you know, to get my prayers in, to be able to, you know, manage household, do this, do this, do this, and still sit back and say, oh, no, I'm dedicating this time, this period in my life to God, that takes some bravery. It takes some, it might, I just said the word toughness, you know. I was talking to my oldest son, and I said, yeah, that takes a little toughness right there. You made God tough. You know, not Ford tough. We're going to take it up a notch. You made God tough. God has sealed you. You're going to be great. And so that didn't come out of nowhere. That toughness, that was passed down. Like I said, you get that from your mama. You know, God made this, so therefore I know I am durable. I don't know if you've ever just sat back and looked at the amazement of your temple, the amazement of your body, how much, so much of it is runs by itself. It seems like an auto drive. There are organs and duties that we couldn't impact if we wanted to. You know, if you ever think, oh, I'm in charge of my own body, I do this and I do that, really, try to stop going to the bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom. You're not going to be able to do it, you know. So there are a lot of things in our life that are auto drive because God put that in charge for us. God is like, look, you got enough things to think about. You don't have to think about breathing in or breathing out. I'm going to take both of those from you. I'm going to just let it happen almost naturally. And we do. And guess what? How many of us take it for granted until we can't? And then it's an emergency, right? So I sit back and I think about all the amazement, all the gifts that God has given us. And for me, that temple is real. And so I'm thankful for it. You know, I can tell you, I move a lot slower than I did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Move a lot slower, okay? I'm like, oh, here I am. I almost have grandchildren coming in because I'm telling you, I am moving. I got a little hobbly. No, I don't. But it's slower. I'm thankful for the movement. You know, I tell everybody about my musical knees. Every time I get up, they want to snap, crackle, and pop and tell everybody, oh, Mama Seven just stood up. I'm like, yeah, thanks, okay? That's okay. Perfectly okay. Because I know that, one, I don't care who can hear me coming. I'm glad to be on my way. So when you stay in that mode of gratitude, everything is wonderful, even the things that aren't are. When I can see that I'm being tested, this extra special text, I sit back and I am thankful that God trusts me enough to even test me. I know that I must have completed, you know, there may be a pop quiz, and I see those all the time. I just brush right past them. And then there's a midterm, which is a big test. That lets you know that you have reached a marker in that test. That means you've gotten through enough of the test, you got through enough of the course for God to say, okay, are you understanding where we are? And then there's a final test, and that final test lets you know, okay, I got the lesson I was supposed to receive from that. Now I can move on. I would say forward, but sometimes it's not even forward. It's just moving past that lesson. You may be setting yourself up for a whole nother lesson, but let's get past this lesson that we're in, okay? I see a lot of good people stuck on, I don't say stuck on, you know, craziness, but stuck in a lesson that they should have breezed past. And I was sitting there looking at them like, why didn't you breeze past that one? That was an open book test. Why is that giving you such a hard time? Let's be honest. That's an open book test. Why is that test testing you? Why is that test difficult for you? You know, as spiritualists, there's certain things once you set up, you know, we don't have necessarily a shahada to take. We don't have a commitment phrase. We don't have these things that are necessary to make you a spiritualist. The things that make you a spiritualist is your desire to learn and to learn and unlearn spiritual ways, right? So there's not a test in the middle of it. There's not a test in the beginning of it. I promise you a whole bunch of tests in the middle and a whole bunch of tests in the end. And because being a spiritualist like we are is fairly new, because there's always been spiritual Christians, spiritual Muslims, spiritual Buddhists. There's always been spiritual people within these religions. We are just now getting to the point where spiritualists are not necessarily claiming any religion that goes with it, but they are now addressing fully the spirit, right? And so there's not an entry exam for that. This is really a new, and I mean new, like maybe in the last 10, 15 years, where people are just allowing themselves to not even be associated with a religion, and they're just going to deal with the spirit, right? But because it is so new, practicing it like that, purely in my opinion, there's not an entrance exam. We have taken many quizzes and tests, but not enough to write down the answers for those coming behind us. And I don't think the answers are supposed to be written down just yet. I think there's still a whole lot that we have to work through mentally. You know, people want to claim the idea of spiritual because they think it's easier. And I'm like, no, it's so not easier. Because, and I want to make sure to be respectful as I say this, but there are cultures and religions where one person is doing the majority of the work, you know, and I've seen people bring that over here to, you know, spirituality, where one person you know, well, pastor said and pastor said and pastor said. I'm like, okay, but what are you saying? Did you agree with that? Are you going to live the lifestyle? You know, if I had a church, I would be trying to make everyone the pastor. It's not a matter of what I, the head, said. You've got to hear it and see it and know it for your truth. And now you got to go live it. So, you know, there are people that, and guess what? They lazy people in every religion, in every culture, just want to sit back and, well, I'll let them do. No, you've got to do it. So I know in spirituality, really, it's about you doing the work. And so sometimes people forget how much work there is to do. I promise you, it's a lot of work. I promise. But we have help. We have spirit. Spirit works with us. Spirit is designated to work with us. You know, spirit comes and allows themselves to be very close and personal and lends assistance as we need it. And ancestors, we have ancestors that help us, to guide us and to continue to love us from afar. And, I mean, we have support and guidance, which helps us to be accountable, but also makes you be accountable. So it's a process, right? It's a process. But I just wanted to share with everybody the blessings that we have, okay? The blessings that keep coming to us. We have so many blessings that it's been a gratitude fast for a lot of people. I've gotten the texts. I've gotten the calls. I've gotten the Mama 7, you would not believe. So keep it coming. You know, one of the things, and it's kind of interesting. I'm dealing with a young person struggling. I need this. I want this. I can't seem to get this right. I said, you know what? Embrace a gratitude mentality. You've got to see the blessing. So embrace the mentality and then watch it come. And when I say 24 hours hadn't passed and the miracle came through. Now, I don't know if the young person sat back and said, you know what, let me give this a try. I don't know that. All I heard was, oh, you won't believe it. It came through. So I know miracles are still out there for us. I also know we have accountability and responsibility to making things happen. We got to do our part of the work. Even if our part is shifting our mental, we still have a part to play. Okay? So, and it's good news. You should see me smiling because that means you still have the ability. We're not doomed. We're not doomed. Never. You're never over. It's never complete. No. You have the ability to make positive things happen all the way up until the last second. So I'm going to use mine, and I'm not going to wait to the last second. I'm going to definitely let the world know, hey, I'm here. Hey, I can see this. Hey, I could use a little help. You know, I definitely have no problem communicating with God about my needs. And God has no problem with saving me, rescuing me, sheltering me. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've benefited directly from it. So, you know, when you have a track record, God has a track record with me. God has never left me for broke. God has never left me alone. God has never left me. He has a track record that can trust. He has a track record with me that I can trust. If you turned and looked at your life, at yourself, you would see that God has a track record with you as well. There's certain things that God just don't let happen because he loves you. God's going to stand up and be like, hey, that, no, not this place, not this person. This is a guarded person. This is a favored person. This is a loved person. So, no, you can't just do whatever. So it's that kind of stuff that really helps us to push forward and to do the things that we're looking to do. I am so very happy about this moment. And you should be too. You should be too. You know, we've been waiting for a blessed year for a minute. I mean, it's been since 2020 for me, you know. We've been looking, and don't get me wrong, God has never taken his hand off me. I mean, I have survived some situations. I know God's right there. But to feel blessed in the middle of his presence, like God is raining on me, oh, my God. And like he's allowing me to see, is like beauty has touched my eyes, and now all I'm seeing is blessings and beauty and positivity. And now I still got the work to do. I'm still working. Wake up every morning a little tired, go sleep more tired. I'm still actively working, right? But when you can see the payoff, doesn't it make you work a little harder? You know, I don't know if you ever... keep track of my time. I don't know if you've ever been to that gym and you see, oh, I lost 3 pounds. Man, you work out like, well, some people do. You'll either do one or two things. Either you're going to work out like a beast, or you're just going to be like, oh, I lost my weight. I'm good. I'm going home. I'm going to get tacos. You know, say so whatever you're going to do. So, you know, I want you to be the first. I want you to work harder. We're still in our month of fast. I met a sister yesterday that is fasting for Easter, and her people, they get together a week before Easter, and they do a fast, a sun up to sundown fast. And I'm sitting here like, yes, we're fasting together. And, you know, she smiled kind of like, girl, we're not fasting together. You fasting a whole different reason, but really we're not. Really, we're not. We're both fasting because of God. We're both fasting for the pleasure of God. We're both fasting to strengthen our fast muscle. We're both fasting because we believe that this is what our higher power wants us to do. And we were both hungry at that moment. We were both hungry in that moment. And so for half a second, we got to kind of lean on each other and not gripe and complain, but really encourage each other in the midst of being hungry, in the midst of being uncomfortable. And it's so funny because I didn't tell her I was fasting. Someone that has noticed me fasting, and I didn't notice them noticing me fasting. Someone who noticed me noticed I was fasting and told her, because she knew she was fasting. So you never know who's looking at you. You never know who's paying attention to your efforts. And so this person who was watching me was telling her this for me to help encourage. Like, oh, look, you're not by yourself. Here's another person who's fasting. There you go. You know? And I was like, okay, all right, well, let's talk about this. Let's be about it. You know, I heard the call. Now, this woman, the other woman, I don't know if she's religious or spiritual or not. She's not fasting. But she was trying to be helpful to two people who were. And I was like, man, look at God using everybody, just everybody. And so, you know, after the conversation, she was like, man, you really blessed my spirit. Help me, get me straight. I'm going to be able to be all right these last 2-3 hours of fast. And I said, well, look, you know, my job here is done then. You know, we've done a good thing. And I can only imagine God being like, look, even through y'all's differences, you can still see me. You can still focus on me. You know, I mean, this woman, she could have told me everything she felt about my fast, and I could have let her know about her fast. And that, no, that it wasn't even about the particulars. It was about the grand, and the grand is God. The high level is God. And so those types of situations will come up, and the question will be, where are you in your fast? You know, I'll text, hey, where you at? How you doing? And I've had quite a few people be, as many people have called me and been like, we got the blessing. You know, I've had some people be like, look, I am on the floor. I'm on the floor. I can't get up. I can't move. I can't. I'm like, uh-huh. There's a lesson down there for you. I would suggest you get it and get it quickly because that floor is hard. It's hard. So I say that to say this fast is going to be what you want it to be. It's going to be what you make it be. It's going to be what you make it to be because I'm telling you, if you want to make it about blessings, there's blessings to be had. You want to make it about gratitude, get deep with it. 10 toes down. Do a gratitude sheet. Do a gratitude shout out. Hey, I'm shouting out all the blessings in my life. Okay, let me hold on. We got to talk about our journaling for the day. Day 18. I don't know why the blog talk says day 20 because it's not day 20. It's day 18. And day 18 is about herbs. Herbs are wonderful healers, okay? And that's another gift from God to be able to have plants and medicines that will help to heal our body, to heal our mind. The white bath that I have. And that white bath was downloaded and channeled to me. Let me see. 14 years ago. And the formula varies slightly, you know. Some baths have more scrubbing in them. Some baths have more of the calming cleansing to them. And some of them have more sweetness. I don't dictate which ones get which. You know, spirit does. And, of course, then spirit then dictates who gets what, who needs this, who needs that. But that white bath I've been actively working on for years, well over a decade. And it has, it is primarily the same that it's been. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's very simple. I have people that will put, this one sister, she puts 15 ingredients in her white bath. I was like, I think it only takes 6 or 7, but okay. You know, my white bath is very, very simple. I think the active part that goes into it is the prayers or the words and the energy and everything else like that. And my commitment to making sure that it is set to do cleansing, period. But those are herbs, though. Those are, you know, ingredients. That's energy that has been captured. Everyone that helps to grind down my eggshells and everything else like that, that kind of stuff is so very helpful, and I use it. So, you know, I'll just use the eggshells for since we're here. You know, those are not necessarily herbs, but they are ingredients that have a spiritual purpose. And so, and I just use a big batch of them this weekend with my house cleaning. So I use those eggshells in house cleanings and white baths. Whenever I'm doing any type of, you know, heavy work, you know, work that has layers to it that needs cleaning and cleansings and everything else like that, I use those eggshells. I can't keep them. And I think I got maybe 2 or 3 people grinding out eggshells and, can't keep them, cannot keep them. And so that's just an example of an ingredient that I keep here in the house. I have 20, maybe 25 jars of herbs and ingredients and brick. And I mean, I have about 25. And someone would be like, wow, no. Most spiritualist that I know, you know, one day I'm going to turn into a little old lady who lives by the side of the hill in a little one-room hut. You know, one day I'm going to get there. she probably has about 100, 150 bottles, you know. And so for me, my little 25, I'm like, oh, I'm so young in my spirit. You know, I'm so young in my herbs. I'm young because I only have 25. But my ingredients, I go through them. I constantly go through them. Like when I pack for a house cleaning, my bucket, I just, it's still sitting there looking at it because I haven't unpacked it from this weekend. But so when my bucket is right here, when I'm doing my work, oh my goodness, I pack up about 10, 15 of my jars and then get into the bucket. You know, back in the day, anyway, but those herbs are sacred to me.
Okay.
I keep them in my shrine room. That's how sacred they are to me. They are part divine experience of myself. These are tools I use for myself. First me, then my family, then my community. Remember, that's the order. So I'm using these herbs for me. They are part of my spirituality. They're part of my spiritual development. They're part of my spiritual toolbox. And I keep them in sacred spaces. They're not in the kitchen, okay? The kitchen has my food, and I like it to be clean. Okay, that's good. But my kitchen isn't sacred. You see the difference? So when you're dealing with sacred tools, oh, no. You have to work. Not only do you have to respect them in the gathering of them, not only do you need to respect them as the use of them, but even while they're staying with me, you know, every white bath has been, you know, prepared, prayed for, candle lit, and asked, are you ready? Are you ready? Or sometimes they're like, yep, ready to go. I want to go and work and healing and cleansing somebody. And some of them be like, yeah, no, I could use another candle. Okay, fine. Another candle it is, you know. And so that is how much work goes into the work that I do. And I do it, one, because I know this is a healing tool. And then I do it because I have respect for the ingredients that stated that they're willing to be part of your healing journey. That's a lie. They're making sacrifices. I respect their sacrifice. I did not mean to stay on the phone the whole time, but yet here we are at the 30-minute mark. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in and listening and paying attention and making sure that they're getting their morning started off in a good, positive note. I know that these definitely help me, even though they are a sacrifice of time and energy. They're definitely good for helping me get focused and understanding how important it is each day to start our spiritual journey. It is important each day. Now, you know, we make prayers every day, but sometimes that stuff gets so routine, like we're doing it and we're doing it and we're doing it the same every day, that we're not recognizing, hey, breathe some life into this. Don't just do it for the routine. Also do it for the spirit, for the essence of it, the energy, okay? I want you to have a lovely day. Please make your prayers and let's get moving in the positive. Amen.